teach us to pray. That simply means that our prayer life is not impressive. The disciple came to Jesus to teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Now, let's look at what Jesus did. How did he respond here? Let's go to the next. Jesus said, when you pray, say. Prayer is not mental assent. Prayer is not thinking words. Prayer is saying words. Jesus says there is a power in your words. There is a power in your words that can justify you, or a power in your words that can condemn you. By your words you are justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. What comes out of our mouth is hooked to what's going on in our heart. And the Bible says that the issues of life proceed from the heart. And by the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There is a power in our words. There is a power that comes out of our mouth that can create or destroy. And they're not creating or destroying someone else. It's creating or destroying the person who says it. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. Proverbs says the power of life, come on, and death are in the tongue. And we live the rest of our lives eating the fruit thereof. Here's what the verse says. The power of life and death is in the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What we are going through in our lives, good or bad, is related directly to what's come out of our mouths. Because our mouths and our tongues are hooked to our heart, and the issues of life proceed from the heart. When you pray, say. Release power. Jesus teaching the disciples, he says, you know how much power is in your mouth? Do you know how much power is in your words? You can speak to a mountain. And you can command the mountain to be cast into the sea. You can talk to a tree, and you can tell the tree to be plucked up and cast into the sea. Mountains in the Bible are religious situations, religious things going on. You can speak to those demonic things happening, those religious things happening in your life, and cast them into the sea. Trees, fruitfulness, things going on in our lives, things interrupting the flows of God, producing negative fruit in our life. You can speak to the tree. When you pray, say. And he says, I got five things you need to pray about. Five things that you need to talk about. When you pray, say. Say. Talk about these things. When you pray, say. Talk to the Father about these five things. I want to give them to you quickly. It's not specific of the lesson, but we've got to travel through here to get to where we're going. Five things. When you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Now, there's a space at the bottom. This isn't there. You can write these down. When you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hear me. Every eye looking at me now, I want every ear listening, because this is one of the most dynamic things I'm going to say ever. You've got to come to an understanding in prayer life that prayer is not friendship. Prayer is sonship. I'm going to say it again. Prayer is sonship, not friendship. When you pray, say, our Father. Not our God. Not, O mightiest ruler of the universe, arise into thy glory and be me a little drop on this poor old peasant. No. Prayer is sonship, not friendship. We have to come to an understanding that when we are born again and brought and translated into the kingdom of God, we are coming in as sons and daughters of the Most High. You are no longer a beggar. You're no longer, you're a child of the Most High God, our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven. Where's he at? Up there in one of those big clouds, right? What if there's no clouds in the sky? Where's he at then? What if it's dark? He's up in the blue, right? What if it's dark? Where's he at? See, heaven is not up yonder. Heaven speaks of a place where he has ascended to. Heaven speaks of a place that's higher than where I'm at. Heaven speaks of a place of the throne, for the throne is heaven. Heaven speaks of his authority. He sits in heaven. Jesus has ascended into heaven above all principalities, above all powers, and every name that is named must bow at the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus has ascended above. It's not in a cloud that we're looking for. What we're looking for is his authority. Our Father, which art in heaven, which art in authority. Every problem that I've ever had, every problem you've ever had, every problem you'll ever go through, God was in authority of it. I don't care what you're facing, God is on the throne. Hallelujah. He says, when you pray, you got to first of all realize who you are. And where the answer is coming from. Your daddy rules this universe. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're brought into the name. We are Christians. We are Christ-like. We come into the family of God. When I married Judy, she took my name. She came into my name. When he is married, he's going to bring somebody into our name, into our family. When Bonnie married Jody Spencer, she took his name. She left my family and went into his family. When we come into the kingdom of God, we come in to his name. And at the name of Jesus, everything above the earth, or below the earth, or in the earth, will bow. Understand, he says, first and foremost, when you pray, who you are and who your Father is and where the real authority is really at. Number one. Number two. Kingdom come, thy will be done. Jesus and the Father want to talk to us about his kingdom. Kingdom come. The kingdom is not something that's going to happen one day. Jesus came and he taught the kingdom. He brought the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is not going to come with observation. You can look this up in the book of St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And Jesus told the Pharisees, the kingdom does not come with observation. Anybody that's still waiting for the kingdom to come with an observation is not understanding what the Bible really preaches. The kingdom doesn't come with observation because the kingdom of God is not out there. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, comes with in you. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness and peace and joy, the book of Romans tells us. The kingdom of God comes within us, and as the God in his throne and his kingdom comes within us, then our lives begin to be ruled by him. He becomes Lord. That's what all that Lord is about. He is Lord if he rules our lives. If he rules our lives, we're in his kingdom. We got into his kingdom when the power of darkness was bound in our lives. Sin no longer hath dominion over the believer. You're free from the power of sin. The only reason you sin now is because you decide to. You can be free from any bondage by the blood of Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. When were we translated into the kingdom of God? When he took power of darkness out of our lives. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into what? The kingdom of his dear Son. Folks, you are in the kingdom, like it or not. This is where you're at. Enjoy it. Receive it. It happened when you were born again. It happened when the power of darkness was bound in your life. Stop waiting for it to come and start enjoying it now. When you pray, your kingdom come in my life. I want it to come in your life. I want it to come in this person's life. Pray, God wants the kingdom to come. And it's when His kingdom comes that His will is done. His will's not going to be done until His kingdom comes. If you're in the will of God, then you're in the kingdom of God. Kingdom come, will be done. Number 3. I've got to speed up a little bit. These are good things. I just need to go. Give us day by day. I love the way Luke writes it. You know, in the book of Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus is saying, give us this day our daily bread. The way that Luke says it is, give us day by day. Let me tell you what the truth is here. What I need today, I hope I don't need next year. I hope what I'm praying about today, I'm not having to go and have to pray about next year. Give us day by day what I need. Give me today. I hope I don't need today, tomorrow, next year, what I'm needing today. And let me tell you something. If you're having to pray the same prayers over and over and over and over and nothing's ever happening, I'm going to help you today. I'm going to show you some things. Because that's not good. We need to come to a place where if I'm having to pray about my finances today, I need it to be next year beyond that point. Now, I might have to pray about a different aspect of my finances, but I shouldn't have to be praying about the same financial situation. If I'm having to pray about my health this year, I should get beyond that. If I'm having to pray about my marriage, then I need to be beyond that. I need to allow the prayer life to work. And if it's not working, something's wrong with my prayer life. Give us day by day our daily bread. Give me what I need today, because I hope I'm not going to need this tomorrow. Give me day by day. Number 4. Forgive us our sins. Now look at this. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins. Now, we talked about this a few weeks back. In the book of Matthew, Matthew writes it this way. Forgive us our sin as we forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are debtors to us. The way Luke writes it is, forgive us our debts. Look at this. For, because, here's why you should forgive us of my debts, of my sins. Why? Because I have already forgiven everybody who's in debt to me. Listen, Jesus really amplifies this in Matthew chapter 6. He says, if you will not forgive others, Father's not going to forgive you. Your forgiveness is directly related to your forgiving others. Your God forgiving you, your debt to Him. See, we have to understand and remember that in the economy of God, sin is a debt. The wages of sin. It talks about sin is a debt. Sin is a debt in the Bible. And as we come into an understanding of that, and we start praying about forgiveness, we'll find out who we really feel. Because if you view it as somebody owing you something, when somebody has offended you or hurt you or done something against you, and you view that as them owing you something, they owe me an apology. Bless God. They owe me an apology. We haven't forgiven them. And what does that mean in heaven? You're not forgiven. How many really do want God to forgive you of what you did yesterday or the day before? You really do want Him to. You know what that's directly linked to? Have you forgiven those people that hurt you yesterday or the day before or the day before? Forgive us our debts. For, because, here's why you should forgive us our debts. For, I have already forgiven those that were indebted to me. He says, you need to talk about this thing. What's the first thing you need to talk to about? What's the first thing? He said, when you pray, say, what is the first thing you need to realize when you pray? What's the first thing you need to talk to God about? What? Sonship. Who you are. Our Father. Thank you for bringing me into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord God. Our Father which art in heaven. You remember His authority in His name. What's the second thing? He wants to talk about the kingdom. Thank you for bringing me into the kingdom. Thank you for translating me into the kingdom. I want the kingdom to come in the lives of others. What's the third thing? Forgiveness. Day by day. Day by day. Fourth one. Forgiveness. All right. Number 5. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Do you realize yet that you can truly be following the Lord, and in your following the Lord, find yourself in temptation? Do you realize that? An individual perhaps wants to witness to people. And in his witnessing to people, he's an alcoholic. And as he wants to witness to this particular person, because he wants to deliver those that were bound like he was bound, he wants to go into the bar to witness to people how God saved him. Might he be tempted in this bar. Though he was following the Lord because he's supposed to be a witness, how many know he's going to be led by following the Lord into temptation? Hear about pastors all the time being led into temptation. So we can really be following the Lord. Find temptation. But the prayer is, deliver us from evil. Keep me from doing evil. Keep me from doing evil. And he says, these are the five things you need to say. These are the five things you need to talk about. These are the five things you need to discuss regularly on a regular basis with the Father. Now,